Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good start and middle of your day. We can see here some interesting things happening today, actually. Not just talking about the market, talking also about expectations and the weight of expectations. I'll get to that in just a minute, but for now, I mean, today so far throughout the session, we've still got a couple of hours till the daily candle closes, but it's a very small candle. Again, you know, if you can recall what I've been saying over the last few weeks about how the buying has been met with selling for the most part, and that buying has been just those spikes. It just spikes up, and then it's been rolling back over. Now it's been in a very ugly but held up uptrend on the 4 hour for the last couple of weeks. You know, the spike up, and then we'd sell off a bit, and then there'd be another spike. So it's slowly uptrending on that 4 hour time frame, but it was met with selling that looked more convincing than the buying that took it up there. Now what I'm seeing is the selling being very strong. Like yesterday's selling was pretty powerful. You know, it was 6,800. We saw a good $500 move. And the thing is it the reverse? So we were saying that the buying was met by sustained selling. Well, instead of the opposite being true, the selling has been met with consolidation. So as the market has sold off, we haven't seen a big wave of buying come back in. Whereas we were seeing buying coming in and then the selling undoing all of that. So once again, for me, for the moment, until proven otherwise, until I start to see some strength, some actual market characteristics that look reasonable as far as a trend goes, I'll still remain relatively bearish on Bitcoin for the time being. Now, what we have is, you know, if we were to say, see this last dip down become the new higher low, that would only be confirmed if we were to break above the old level, which is 6843 on the charts I'm looking at, which happens to be the old high in the push back up. Because if we can see that happen, we'll have an actual very nice reversal. And I was hoping for this. I didn't want to just see Bitcoin climb. I wanted to see Bitcoin get to a point where there was a higher low, and therefore the trend would start to look really good. Right now, we just don't have that good-looking trend just yet. But if we do see that higher low come in to a new higher high, we'll have a nice looking uptrend. But for right now, we do need to wait and see. I want to see how this consolidation breaks out. Is it going to move higher? Is it going to move lower? It does look like there's a bit more selling pressure in there, but you know, it's 50-50 right now. It does not look that great at all. So what about the rest of the top 10? Well, Ethereum has had a bigger fall than Bitcoin over the last few days. It has come off from 500 or thereabouts down to 440 now, a bigger move percentage-wise, as has Bitcoin Cash. And Bitcoin Cash is now in a lower high, lower low scenario on the daily. We have broken down, and we do look very bearish there on Bitcoin Cash. EOS is also down around those lows, the most recent lows that it tapped, actually broke down through those lows to a low of $6.75. There is some support around the $6.50 mark, but we are looking quite bearish and quite weak right now. Cardano also in a downtrend once again on that daily, with that lower high and lower low confirmed very cleanly, as is Lumen. Neo the same, sitting back down at $33 after a very good run up to 49. It's held back quite significantly right now. We're seeing IOTA as well. There's been a bit of buying in IOTA today, but overall it's been in a very good downtrend. It's pulled back into that cradle zone on the 4 hour, and it's one that I'm considering. Ripple is down underneath that support of 45, 46 cents, and now looking likely to continue to the downside, just due to the fact, well, either continue to the downside or to consolidate for now, because it just doesn't look very bullish whatsoever. And Litecoin holding around those lows of 75, around that level there, still looking pretty average on the chart. Now, I watched the England-Croatia game, just the very end of that. My dad's English, so he was up at 4 o'clock this morning, Sydney time, watching England. And the weight of expectation was that, you know, it was coming home. It was the old saying that the English were saying. The interesting thing is it's expectation. And I sat down and watched. You know, the English are very passionate, as are most footballing nations And, you know, I said to a lot of my friends, I lived in London for 6 years, I got a lot of mates over there. I was sort of saying, don't do this to yourself, i.e., you know, don't say it's coming home. Don't think you're going to win it, because you do it every World Cup, and every World Cup you're disappointed. Out of a World Cup that has, what, 32 teams or whatever it is, there's only one team that is going to come home with the glory. Probability-wise, it's not going to be you. We look at Belgium. Belgium were the favourites for quite some time. They've won everything. They were playing great, expansive, very true football, very, very good. And then they got beaten. They got knocked out, right, by France, who seemingly just walked through and just swept them to the side. Now, the weight of expectation was that England was just going to roll Croatia, because they got past Belgium relatively easy. Also, not Belgium. Who do they play in the quarterfinals? They went past whoever that team was. I can't remember exactly who it was. It seems like so long ago. It was only a couple of days ago. But they seemed to just sort of wipe them aside. Okay. Now, from that, everyone expected that they would do the same for Croatia. Now, this is the thing. You know, this is the thing when you're forced to perform on a stage on a specific date. England were looking very, very, very good. And they did play their quarterfinal game amazingly well. And they did look very confident. And they did look like they could go all the way at least to the final. But they didn't. Now, if you picture this into the trading world, I tell you guys, when I'm not feeling good, I don't trade. Now, England had a great first half. The second half, they were average. They have played a lot of football. They have gone to extra time. They have done an awful lot in the last couple, or the last week. They're probably a bit tired. Maybe they're a bit negative. Maybe they're a bit emotionally wrapped up in the spectacle of it all. Who knows? Who knows? The point I'm trying to get at here, guys, is if you don't feel great, just step back. If you're not able to fire on all cylinders, don't risk not firing on all cylinders. Now, we're not in the World Cup, okay? We're not playing a semi-final. We're not playing a final. We're not playing a quarter-final. We don't have a date that we must trade, because we choose when we trade. We are traders. We make our own decisions. There is nobody telling us what to do. We are governed by our own actions. So if you're ever in that position where it all feels a bit much, where you're feeling a bit tired, where you're feeling a bit down, whatever it may be, never feel like you can't just walk away. Because if you don't, something like what can happen here with England can happen. You can just get blindsided. You've got the talent, you've got the skill, you've got the ability, but it wasn't your day. Well, make sure that every day that you trade, you set your day up correctly, and it is your day. Now, we've got to sit back and watch Croatia and France. And France are going to be the hot favourites. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind. I was in London when France won the last World Cup that they won back in 2006, I think it was. And my goodness me, that was a fun weekend for sure. It's going to be a wonderful Sunday morning, Sunday night, wherever you are in the world. And I won't be watching it, because I will be up at the beach house, and I can't wait. Guys, I hope you have a fantastic day. Take it easy. And don't forget, trade when you're feeling good. If you're not, it's just not worth risking it. Too much at stake. Have a good one. Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.